We welcome in Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Kyle, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing, man? Doing well.
Doing all right here, trying to figure out what's going to happen, what's not going to happen in the world of sports. It seems like it changes every day. Let's start with Major League Baseball. A couple more positive tests for the Red Sox, a real ugly rollout of their testing program for the major leagues. Are they in trouble getting this thing back together?
Yeah, I think so, because when you look at it, you know, unlike NBA, unlike MLS, who, you know, are having their own issues talking about MLS, but Major League Baseball isn't operating in any kind of bubble or anything. And I know there's, you know, all kinds of testing going on, and the problem is now you're seeing delayed results and things like that. And so when we get to the point that games are actually being played, can we really, you know, afford to wait 3 or 4 days for test results to come in? What if, you know, half a team gets infected? You know, guys aren't living in a bubble. You know, guys are still out in the community, out and about. And so, you know, you're talking, you know, 25 players, up to 40 players on each team. You know, I think it's very easily able to spread, you know, or somebody able to get infected if they're just going about their normal lives and living every day out and about. And so I'm a little worried about baseball. I think we'll get to the start, you know, but how many teams, you know, will maybe have to drop out or forfeit games or whatever it may be because of positive tests. So, you know, and the same can be said about the NBA or MLS. You know, we just don't know everything about this virus and how easily it's transmitted. And so, you know, I'm a little pessimistic about, you know, a full 60-game MLB season.
Well, and I wonder, too, because the owners have pretty much made it clear that the only money for them, the only money to be made, comes in the postseason. And if there's a chance they're not going to get to a playoff situation, why bother to play 60 games that are going to lose money?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I feel like the owners have sort of you know, been talking out to both sides of their mouth, right? You know, they don't want a lengthy regular season, but they do want a postseason. You know what I mean? And so I guess if it was up to them, they'd just have, you know, a postseason and forget about the regular season altogether. But you're right. I mean, they want this expanded postseason because that's where the money is for them. But you know, they're going to take their lumps, I think, during the regular season.
Now, you talked about the NBA. Adam Silver says, look, there's no guarantee that there won't be a second shutdown at some point if there's a significant spread. How well are they managing their situation? And is this, obviously there will be bumps along the way, but do they still have a good chance to at least get things rolling again in Orlando?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think this next week is going to be really critical because the Celtics, they're traveling down there today. Teams are going to be traveling to Orlando. And the thought, and I think the hope, is that if we can get everybody inside the bubble to be negative, we can control it as best as possible. You know, but Adam Silver is just being realistic, too. I mean, he's not trying to sell you pie in the sky. You know, we're 100% sure this is going to work. He says, you know, if things happen, if too many players get infected, too many people get infected down there, you know, there's the possibility we're going to have to shut down. And I think that's what, you know, everybody should be thinking, right? I mean, not just athletes, but, you know, in restaurants or wherever you may go, we can't control this. We are not controlling this. And if it pops up, it flares up again, we have to be flexible and have the ability to adapt and shut down if need be.
We're talking with Kyle Draper here on Downtown. A friend of mine is a Patriots season ticket holder and was telling me that he got a communication from the Patriots telling them that parking was going to be free this year. Normally, they make a big chunk of money. What that tells me is they're not expecting to have any fans at Foxborough if they're going to give away their parking.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, it's interesting because you're hearing some of these other clubs talking about, you know, 40% capacity, 50% capacity, that kind of thing. I don't know how you control that, you know? And so if I'm the National Football League, and I understand that's a lot of money to, you know, basically turn your back to and not take in. But we're talking about safety here. We're talking about doing the right thing. And, you know, like we're seeing with basketball, like we're seeing with other sports, you know, Sure, you want fans there, you want the dollars, you want the experience, but if it's going to, you know, impact public health and safety, you know, you're going to have to sacrifice. Instead of making, you know, $18 billion or whatever it is, the NFL, maybe you only make $10 billion or whatever it is. You know, I mean, I just think, you know, that the first and foremost, we got to figure out how to do things safely. And if it can't be done safely, I'm sorry, no fans.
The Ivy League expected to announce that they will move, they'll cancel fall sports, they'll move winter sports to after January 1st, and they'll at least consider the possibility of trying to play their fall sports in the spring. Now, this is the Ivy League. It's not a, there's not a lot of money out there, no big TV contracts to speak of, but will they have some impact on other collegiate football conferences?
Yeah, I think so, you know, because when you remember when we had the shutdown, if I'm correct, the Ivy League was the first to cancel their postseason basketball tournament, and then everybody else sort of followed as that. You know, what I would like to see happen is, you know, these big power conferences, you know, to delay, at least delay the football season, right? I mean, you're talking about games in 6 weeks from now. Will we really be ready as a country for football games? And a lot of these games, we're talking about Southeast, right? That's where football is king, Alabama. And you look at the numbers in some of these states, Florida. Are we saying in 6 weeks that we'll be prepared for games to actually begin? I don't think so. You know, ideally, I think, you know, you delay the season, whether it's push it back to, you know, the start in early to mid-October or what. But just buy yourself some more time to try and figure out this virus and see where we stand.
Maybe the NHL has the best idea and get out of the United States, get to Canada where things are a little safer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, where they sort of controlled it and managed it up there. And, you know, I do applaud the NHL for not making a quick decision by, you know, seeing where things stand at during the time that you actually want to come back. You know, I understand the NBA had to make a decision, had to get everything in place. But, you know, I guarantee you, if they had a chance to do it over again, I don't know if they would have chosen Florida. And so you're right, man. I think the NHL, and as much crap as Gary Bettman gets, I think the way that they've actually handled this has been very judicious, very measured, and we'll see if it actually works.
Well, depending on how things go in November, I may be joining them in Canada myself.
Are you ready to leave us? Hey, man, I'm frustrated each day, too. It's this difficult time we're living in right now. But I'm optimistic, my friend. I got to imagine there's more good in this country than bad. And we'll see how that plays out going forward.
I hope you're right, my friend. Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston. Are you on tonight?
Yes, on at 6 o'clock tonight, I'm joined by Trenny. We're going to be talking some basketball, obviously, with H-Rod Blakely and Chris Forsberg. Our Patriot guy, Tommy Curran, stops by as well. We talk Cam Newton and Tom Brady. And so, and I go on an epic rant at the end of the show, too, Rich. I think you'll like it, my friend.
Man, I can't wait.
Tonight at 6.
I will be there. Thanks, right. Kyle. We'll see you next week, Kyle.
All right, have a good one.
It's Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston on Downtown.